Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
And welcome back to another episode of the We're Not sorry. Darn it. Yeah. I don't know why milk always like kinda makes you like a little phlegmy, but
because it's like a coating.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It like helps coat your throat if you have eaten something hot.
Yeah. That's definitely. Hey, kitty.
Yeah, she's being naughty.
Oh my god. Definitely need a dive after the sriracha I had.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed the other.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on a second. Sorry, had to kill a. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you did not.
Kidding. The cat's messing with the dream catcher on the wall.
Yeah.
Has the feathers and tassels and all that.
Hanging on the wall with kitty cat.
Yep. Especially kittens.
Yep.
Kitty, no.
They're not really kittens anymore.
Oh, no. I guess they're a full-grown cat now.
Not really.
Well, not really full-grown, but they're technically a cat.
Getting there.
Yeah. Oh, where was I at before? Okay, yes. Thank you guys for tuning back in. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the other episodes. And this episode, New Year's is around the corner. It's actually this weekend.
What day?
Saturday is the New Year's Eve, and then Sunday is New Year's Day.
Okay.
And yes, so we are going to be talking about superstitions and traditions that go around the world for New Year's Day. So I'm going to start off with what people call like weird New Year's traditions. So these weird New Year's traditions are going to... We're going to start off in Spain. So, weird New Year's traditions in Spain. So, in Spain, as midnight approaches, everyone's busy counting out 12 grapes apiece.
Wow.
You need to eat one of those 12 grapes with every strike of the bell at midnight.
Wow.
Everyone in Spain tunes into the coverage in Madrid. So, everyone's eating.
Madrid. Oh my
God. So everyone's eating their grapes together. Some people try and stuff all 12 grapes into their mouths without eating them. I wonder if anybody's ever
choked. Sure.
Oh my God, that would be horrible. Mm. Horrible way to start the new year.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I guess it's better grapes than apples, right?
Yeah.
I guess. I just have 12 apples in your
mouth. Oh my God, I don't think that's possible.
No.
And then, okay, so they try to stuff all 12 grapes into their mouths without eating them, but some people try and bite them in half and swallow them down to make space.
Room, yeah.
Yeah. Have a glass of your favorite tipple. I haven't heard that word before, tipple.
What the hell's a tipple?
I guess a drink or
Let
something.
Me see. I gotta look that up. I don't know what tipple means.
To hand wash them all down. It seems the tradition started back in 1909.
Spell tipple. T-I-P.
Yes. bless you.
Bless me.
So, yeah, T-I-P-P-L-E.
Tipple means Drink alcohol, especially.
Oh, yeah, I should have figured, yeah. So
those who would like to tipple and gamble, an alcoholic drink. Yeah.
That's... Is that where tipsy comes from?
Yeah.
You know, like a tipple and again tipsy?
I like tipsy better than tipple.
So this started back in 1909 when there was a bumper harvest of grapes in Alicante, and crafty farmers were trying to figure out how to sell more of them. All right. So in Germany now, there are two weird New Year's traditions in Germany. The first is lead pouring, which is also popular in Finland.
Lead pouring.
I almost said lead.
Okay.
So lead pouring. So each person melts a small piece of lead or tin.
Oh my lord.
I think
this is like a job. This doesn't sound like a celebration. It sounds like a job.
I mean, some of these like people like get kind of creative in their rituals or whatever they do. I believe in Finland they have these like little tin horses or whatever people melt. I don't know if it's from the Monopoly game or do they have a horse in the Monopoly game? I think they do. Anyway, so each person melts a piece of lead or tin over a candle and pours it into a container of cold water. The shape it forms is meant to reveal that person's fate for the year ahead. Another thing that can't be missing from any self-respecting New Year's Eve party is a Krapfen, a German donut. That's usually jam or chocolate filled, but sometimes filled with with mustard as a prank.
That sounds horrible. That sounds like a horrible donut. I would never want that.
I mean, you wouldn't know unless, like, somebody just, like, handed it to you and then you bite into it and find out it's mustard.
I would never... I'm not a donut person, so that... I mean, if they were like, here's... try this bread, I might. And it would have mustard on it, probably wouldn't be too bad, but...
Or mustard inside the bread.
It probably wouldn't be too bad. Mm. I have to tell you this story. I used to when I was a kid, because we didn't have money for food, and, you know, it was pretty much like, whatever's at the house is what you got. So... we always had bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take the bread and I would toast it and I would put mustard in it once it's toasted and then smush it together. And then I would eat that.
A mustard sandwich.
Yeah.
Tastes
kind of like a pretzel with mustard, I guess.
The closest thing, I guess, yeah, a pretzel is like pretty much salty bread. I guess maybe. Yeah. But
that's what I used to do.
Yeah, I did some stuff like that also, but I think I did more like ketchup or something.
Ew, you're disgusting.
Yeah, ketchup and bread or something.
No.
Yeah. Right. In Denmark. So in Denmark, on New Year, it's traditional to throw plates.
Oh, I'm down with that one.
Wait. So, okay. Yeah. Researching this and then I like ran into this one. It's just so fucking funny. So you throw plates and dishes or you know, the China dishes or whatever against your friends and neighbors' front doors. So the bigger the pile the next morning, the more luck you'll have during the year.
Wow.
I love you so much. You just like throwing. They're just throwing the.
Wow! I bet they go through dishes like nobody's business.
Oh
if
my!
That's what they do.
God, and then the big pile, like
yeah.
And who has to clean that up in the morning?
I know. It doesn't even say. I would make my friends do it. Thanks for the good luck. Now you can pick that up.
Yeah. It's like, what kind of luck is that? Like, yeah. You just, like...
Made a mess. I can't pick all that shit up.
I can't even open the front door, guys. I'm just, like, shouting in the window.
Yeah. Yep, true story.
Oh, my God. So, people in Denmark also often jump off chairs at midnight to symbolize a leap into the new year.
So I don't know if that was a lot of leg breaking.
Yeah. The
Which I heard you say that.
The chair slips as they're leaping, and then they fall and break something.
They're getting like a rolly chair, and the chair rolls away. Nope.
And then there are plenty of other quirky Danish traditions, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. So in Scotland, the first person to cross your threshold after midnight on New Year's Eve is thought to be an omen of for the year ahead. The best person to enter the house to guarantee good luck is thought to be a tall, dark-haired man bearing gifts like coins, bread, and whiskey.
What?
So
a man? Wait, hold on. So a man is just going to come walk into your fucking house offering coins?
He has to be tall, dark-haired.
Okay, he can come in here. I'll let him.
Huh? Just kidding. I'm tall and dark-haired. No. If I stand on my tippy toes, okay, all right. I stand on my tippy toes, I'm like 5'10".
But you're already in the house.
So I'll have to... sneak out maybe grab a pair of stilts or maybe some
heels. Okay, stilettos. You're going to put on some
stilettos. And oh, then, I got to...
I will not let you in.
Yeah.
You can stay out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of you and then you can stay out there.
But don't you want good luck?
Of course I do. Every day.
And so I could give you some coins, bread, and whiskey.
No, I don't like whiskey. You can keep the whiskey.
But you want the bread and the coins, though.
Yeah. You can give me rum, but no whiskey.
No rum. Okay. All right. So, all right. It's thought that this dates back to Viking times when fair-haired strangers meant nothing but trouble.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Italy. Okay. So, in Italy, in Naples, people throw old furniture... This one's another. So people throw old furniture out of the window to symbolize a fresh start in Venice. Thousands of people gather in Piazza San Marco, where it's believed that a kiss in Venice will bring you happiness in the year ahead. Well, let's run back to the Naples. Throwing old furniture out.
I mean, I'm good with that. But who picks it up?
Well,
do you just leave it there?
I don't know if like the garbage people or whoever catches the furniture.
I mean, I could definitely find something old and throw it out the window.
Depending on the piece of furniture, I might snatch it, but you know, and in the condition it's in.
And the homeless people could probably have some furniture too. Is that where they do it?
I guess, and then if you know, if they're not underneath the furniture, you know what I'm saying?
Like throw it on top of a homeless.
Just
furniture?
Like the you know the Wile E. Coyote or the anvil thing.
Oh my god! You're dead.
Yeah. And then, okay, so the Venice, right. So yes, people gather in the Piazza San Marco, I'm guessing, is this it? I think this is the Piazza San Marco.
It looks so busy.
Yeah, definitely does. Gosh. So, it's like a kiss-a-thon they do. And so,
no, thanks.
I believe that it's a kiss in Venice.
So, do you think they're going to do it with the Rona?
It might have, like, changed,
Or maybe they all have masks on. I don't know.
No, that would have been 2021. Like
it's still the Rona. The Rona's not gone.
But like I'm saying, like coming from you know 2022 to 2021, I don't know if they had like a big gathering then, but maybe kissing through the mask.
Yeah.
You gonna taste some cotton?
No, I'm good.
And some fiberglass, probably.
No.
I'm those blue masks smell like.
Out the window.
So,
that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, those blue masks smell like fiberglass. I'm pretty sure.
What blue mask?
The blue COVID masks.
Oh, I don't remember smelling.
Or medical masks. They smell like fiberglass or something. They probably.
Because you know what fiberglass smells like.
I mean, put my head near. Sniffing fiberglass. Yeah. That's what I do.
Okay, good job.
Just like take a big whiff of that
fiberglass.
Probably. There's some holes in my lungs now, and just from sniffing all that fiberglass.
Wow. That explains a lot.
Oh, and lots of people in Italy wear red underwear on the night, and as it's associated with fertility and love, leave I don't know if it's, there's like, I don't know if it's Spain or whatever. Like, they have two different colors of underwear that, like, that they will wear for,
red, you know. Red and black.
Nope. Well, you got red, right, but right. It's red and yellow.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
They, you get two choices, like, of what
it
to wear.
It would be red.
Yeah. Yeah, red.
Yeah.
Red looks like.
What the hell are you doing over there?
I don't know.
God, you're just fucking creeper. My God. Fucking creeper.
Strange New Year's traditions in Romania. So if you're looking for something completely different on New Year's Eve, try Romania. There are ceremonies celebrating death and rebirth, and people dance dressed in furs and masks.
And masks? And masks? Not furs and masks. Oh my God.
I don't know how why that came out. That masks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is believed to ward off evil spirits. And in Holland, a tasty tradition in Holland is eating the donut-like balls known as oliebollen. Apparently, and bizarrely, ancient Germanic tribes would eat them during the Yule period to protect them from the goddess Perchta. Who would try to, and punish them by cutting their stomachs open if they hadn't taken part in Yuletide cheer. Today, they're enjoyed on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
All right, turkey.
Okay.
And turkey. Pomegranates.
Baby turkey.
Pomegranates and salt on doorsteps. So in Turkey, some people sprinkle salt on their doorstep at midnight to bring them peace and prosperity. Others open pomegranates to attract wealth.
Have you ever had a pomegranate?
I've had it in drink form. I haven't had the actual fruit.
I mean,
I heard it's pretty good.
I would like to try it sometime.
But they're very expensive also. Just
are
for
they
like,
really?
Yeah, I heard like for one, it's like, what, like $6 or $7
Jeez.
Or something. Just for one.
That's insane.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's more in inflation also. Anyway, Greece. In Greece, people associate onions with rebirth and development, so they hang them on their doors to make sure they continue to grow in the new year. Czech Republic, people predict what will happen during the year ahead with the help of an apple. Okay? An apple is cut in half, and the shape of the core is meant to foretell the fate of everyone surrounding it.
Oh, so if there's like a worm in the middle, what does that mean?
Oh. Whew.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It means like the future's gonna be like, what's that movie called? The one with the worms in the ground.
Tremors. Squirm or Tremors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like a Tremors future.
It's gonna be, yeah. There's
crazy.
Tremors all over the world just taking over in
that
the apocalypse. Yeah.
Or what if it's moldy? Does that mean the future's gonna be moldy?
Probably.
Yep.
But, okay, so a cross would mean someone at the party will fall ill.
Oh, that's horrible.
A star means health and happiness for all. So you don't want the cross.
Obviously.
And you don't want worms either. Estonia. So, as if you hadn't eaten enough over Christmas, in Estonia, the feast continues on New Year's Eve. In Estonia, people are meant to feast 7, 9, or 12 times on the New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve, as these are all lucky numbers. God, that's a lot of plates.
That is, but you could do it.
I don't think I could do 7.
I bet you could.
It depends. Okay, all right. It depends on the, you know, what's being served. I could probably.
What if they do like small dishes? What if first is soup? Next is, you know, some kind of
some
bread.
Some salad?
Yeah.
Okay, so
you
soup,
would be able
salad.
To
I'll have
meat
to.
Meat is the next one. Maybe some mashed potatoes.
Salad I could like do easily. Like dishes of salad and all that. Meat and pasta. Oof. That's getting on the heavy side. I would have to probably save that for like the 6th or 7th dish. Cause that's
and then
so
they
fulfilling.
Have a dessert, I'm sure, somewhere in there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah. So brownies, maybe just like a couple of brownies I could do. And then I'm going to puke.
Yep.
And then it'll
be
go
in
down
a
those
food
stuff.
Coma.
Yep. Jeez. So some people just believe that the numbers are lucky, but some think that eating that number of meals will mean you have enough prosperity and strength for 7, 9, or 12 people during the year ahead.
Wow.
So in Ireland, single women hoping to find love in the new year traditionally sleep with mistletoe under their pillow on New Year's Eve. Trying weird New Year's tradition, spending the New Year's Eve somewhere new is perfect. Perfect way to discover the. Well, never mind. Anyways, so there was a. Oh yeah, and then there's like a weird one, actually here in North Carolina. So in a brass. Oh, hold on, let me look it up. I think it's Brasswood, North Carolina.
I didn't even know there was a Brasswood, North Carolina.
There is a lot of names in North Carolina that, North Carolina, New
Spartacus.
Year's.
Stubbard.
All right. So, in Brass, oh, it's Brass Town, sorry.
Oh, okay.
So Brass Town, North Carolina. So you know how they have the ball drop in Times Square in New York, right?
That is correct.
Right. So there was this guy in Brass Town, North Carolina, that thought like, "Hey, New York City's too far. It's like 9 hours away."
It is too far.
So
He's gonna drop his own ball.
he's gonna make up his own ball drop.
Good, good job.
But he doesn't use a ball.
Does he use a grenade?
Well, I mean, that would be kind of logical, but no. He uses a possum.
A possum? He drops a possum on the ground?
No. They put the possum in a box and then they pull it up and then they slowly, like the slow ball drop. So the possum stays safe. So he's just like, he has the possum in the box, puts it up, and then like
But how
slowly.
stupid is that?
It's a possum drop. They've been doing it for since like
But that's stupid.
since ni the 1990.
Why would you do a possum?
I don't know. Like this, hold up. So the tradition began at midnight on December 31st, 1990, with the drop of a ceramic possum from the roof of the Clay's Corner convenience
So it's
store.
fake. It's a ceramic possum.
I think they eventually used the real possum.
Oh my God.
So hold on. So it started off with the ceramic possum by the store's owner, Clay Logan, and it quickly became a community affair with the use of live specimens of North Carolina's official state marsupial. I didn't even know the possum was the state marsupial. And they get run over on the fucking roads.
What do you mean?
They get run over on the
All the
roads.
time, because
Yeah.
people don't know how to fucking drive.
And they treat their state marsupial like that. That's
I
crazy.
know, I know. That's why.
And then it's gonna end up on Hillbilly Jim's menu board.
Right.
Or that's West Virginia morning.
No,
Sorry,
it
West
could be
Virginia.
here too.
Oh, yeah, North
Who
Carolina.
fucking
It does something
knows?
like that.
That's fucking crazy. I disagree with that.
Get some burgoo. No.
I mean, the cardinal is a state bird. Why not just use cardinal?
The cardinal, I think,
What
well, I
else? Why
mean,
not use the fish? What's the state bird or state fish for North Carolina? Why not use that? It's just stupid. Why use the possum? Like, that doesn't even fucking make sense.
well, probably,
Why not just get a huge disco ball and then just put it up and then drop it down? That would make more sense. Or get one of those A balls
yeah, the A
and
bar.
then drop that. Like, that just, a possum just, it's not even.
And you could shake it like on the way down, and
Yeah, and
then when it
decide
gets,
how fucked up things are gonna be by then. Yeah, for
and
next
be
year.
like, yes, no,
I just
you're
don't have.
fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? That
See,
doesn't even fucking make
I
any
don't
sense.
know. So yeah, the possum,
Oh my
the
God.
possum portion of the event has typically featured a possum housed in a clear plastic box, lowered from a rope at midnight. Today, the bash is billed as a community celebration with music and a Miss Possum drag queen contest.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Folks have reportedly traveled from other states for the experience. We're going, but no, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I mean, how far is Brasstown away from the sun?
We're not going. No, no, yeah. You can go if you want to.
No, 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 I'm good. I'm good.
You go.
No, I don't want to see a Miss Possum.
I'm going to stay here and watch my eyelids for New Year's.
Miss Possum drink.
Watch my eyelids go up and down that day.
Oh, shit. And here's the criticism. So, use of live critters for entertainment such as this has come under criticism by animal rights activists.
No shit.
I'm sure. Resulting in the drop 1 year of a roadkill possum and of a box covered with possum pictures in 2013. Controversy surrounding the event has involved lawsuits by the activist group PETA, and passage of legislation by the General Assembly in 2013 allowing for lawful capture and release of possums, presumably to support possum drop activities. After further legal challenge by PETA, the 2014 General Assembly passed House Bill 1131, allowing trapping of the critter only in Clay County each year from December 26th to December 31st. The fate of the use of a live possum for the annual event continues to be fought in North Carolina's courts. That is freaking crazy. Mm-hmm. All for a possum.
Mm-mm.
And I just thought that was so interesting when I ran into that on the research. I'm like, what? And it's in North Carolina where we, the fucking state that we're in. And
that's
crazy, dude. It's just, and then doing this podcast thing, you know, we learn so much and, we talk about it and we're learning at the same time. And then people that are listening to us are learning. So we're all learning together. So that's why I like doing this type of thing. This thing is kind of fun, learning new things about different cultures and
learning how crazy it's crazy,
and how we're not normal. So
right,
that's the podcast name. There's plenty more, but I could save it for next year. And then there's other traditions too, but just giving you guys something light. Having you giving you some ideas of how you could possibly bring luck to the new year. I think there was one ritual where I think it was in, I don't know if it's Ireland or something, but there's bread thumping. So people would go outside, take bread outside of their house, and then throw loaves of bread.
Oh, I'm there.
To the house.
I'll be I got the dip. Just throw me some bread. I'll dip it in this.
But the bread's hitting the wall, though. The sides of the wall on the house.
But my wall's clean.
I mean, okay, so.
But it's not wet bread.
I mean, it'll be pulverized bread. I mean, it'll be softened bread. I mean.
So they pounded it up. So what?
It's
mustard.
It's pound bread.
It's pounded bread. Exactly.
Yeah. And that
I'm going to that one.
That's one. There was another one where they would I don't know if they would toast the bread and then hang on tree branches.
I'm going to that one too. I got the mustard.
But then the purpose of that would be to have birds pick at the bread, and the bread, when they pick out the bread and then they fly away with those bread pieces, the birds are carrying the bad karma or bad energy away from the people.
I actually think bread is bad for birds, but I'm not sure. You know how we used to feed ducks bread? That's bad for them.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I have no idea. That may be bad for the birds.
Yeah.
I disagree, if they were Cassie, I need you to come eat this bread, I'll be like, all right.
You don't want that bad energy bread, though.
Oh, yeah, I have... already have my bed in
anymore. So we gotta try one of these rituals then. Maybe the grapes one would be fun.
I'm doing the throwing your old furniture out the window. I'm doing that one. That one's me all over it. Oh, or maybe some dishes. I can go break some dishes by the front door.
Some china.
You didn't even say it has to be china. Mm. Can be anything. You said dishes.
Some dishes, yes.
I got dishes I can throw out. Throw by the door. For a second, I should have.
They have to be, yes, they have to be ceramic, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
But who's picking it up? Yep, exactly. Exactly. Does it just stay there all year?
Yeah.
It's your good luck.
It just stays
Nobody
there.
Nobody comes to your door, that's why.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And then it just piles on like year and year until, you know, eventually your whole house is just underneath all the time.
That's fucking awesome.
All the time.
Like a barricade to protect your house.
There's a lot of bad energy deflecting off of those dishes.
Yep.
All right. So I guess we're done with this episode, right? Yeah, that's a lot of that's a few fun things that we learned. This was an interesting topic, and glad Cassie brought it up in the last episode. Of it's like I think you were wondering if there was like any New Year's monsters or anything. So yeah, just seeing like the superstitions, so our traditions actually.
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten to superstitions. Maybe that'll be the next one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll save superstitions for the next year. All right, guys. So, that's the episode. If you guys enjoyed this episode, you know what to do. Leave a like, share the podcast, and follow the podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening into. And, yeah, guys, hopefully the new year is good for you guys. Hopefully it's a safe, prosperous, and healthy one. Good vibes, good vibes. Aww. All right.
Which one are you doing? You didn't even say which one you were doing.
I'll do the 12 grapes one.
Oh, okay.
Simple. And hopefully...
Not the red underwear one? Red or the yellow
I
one?
Actually do have a pair of red underwear.
Oh, my God.
So I might do the... I might do the red underwear one and the 12
grapes. With the 12 grapes.
With the 12 grapes, yeah.
Together, yeah.
Double luck.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, guys. Till next time, have a happy new year. We will see you in the new year with some new episodes. We're going to keep dropping and dropping and dropping them.
Yeah, right.
Back to back.
No, yeah, just kidding. Right.
Back to back. Yeah. All right, guys.
You're crazy.
Right. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that was...
Yeah, you just ruined it.
My bad.
Throw some dishes.